of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lions District N newsletter for the month of January of 2025. And we start out with the front page, which says, "Make your mark. As a leader, make it a priority to appreciate your team, and most importantly, thank them for their excellent service. We serve leadership first." A. Elliott, District Governor. Lions, Happy New Year. As we say goodbye to the old and hello to the new, I hope this newsletter finds you well and that you are looking forward to all this next year has in store for us. I'm excited to continue working with you on the goals that we had established at the beginning of the Lions year. With that being said, please mark your calendar for our leadership training. Monthly training sessions and zone meetings and zone chairs have scheduled them. This has been one of my main focuses this year. Have you registered to our midwinter convention yet? Please don't miss out on a great time of networking and fellowship with all Lions in our district and also District S. Saturday, January 18th, will be our third cabinet meeting, and also we will conduct elections for all VDG's positions. Our guest speaker, ID Bert Nelson, has requested a meeting / town hall with all presidents, secretaries of our district. Don't miss out on great words and experiences from him. Reporting your service hours is essential for the data collected on LCI. Don't hesitate in contacting me or our district administrator, PDG George Holston, if you need assistance. It's also not too early to start considering your candidate for the different positions of your club board. Having election on time and completing your information on the portal will benefit our incoming district governor in completing the district directory on time. So, here we go to a new year, a new start, and also a continuation of growing our membership to continue serving our communities. And here's a quote. "Although no one can go back and make a brand new start, anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending." That's from Carl Bard. "Let's Roar Lions," and that's from Anna M. Elliott, Ph.D., District Governor of 31N. Her cell is 254-415-2751. And there's a quote at the bottom, "We listen, we process, we serve." From your first Vice District Governor, "We had an incredible December as Lions. Completion of the cottage renovation at Boys and Girls Home in Lake Waccamaw leads the list of accomplishments. Kids Site Screening Program screened over 1,020 kids in the district and clubs with their own screening equipment, screened another 1,147 kids. Out of that, we referred 346 kids for a doctor's examination. The District N and S Midwinter Committee is planning an awesome convention. The event will be held at the Greenville Holiday Inn on January 17th and 18th. International Director Bert Nelson from Minnesota will be the keynote speaker. The convention theme is Denim and Diamonds and will feature Big Time Shine Band on Friday evening. I hope to see many of you at the convention." We heard many tearful accounts of the devastation in the western counties due to Hurricane Helene at the Council of Governors and the NCLF board meeting in November. The stories of heroism, not only by Lions, but by people coming together to offer help, were truly inspiring. Lions in our district and state are awesome. Time has flown by. It's hard to believe in only 6 months I'll assume the awesome job of district governor. I'll be attending 3 LCI Zoom training sessions in January and February, then I'm off to Chicago for more training. In the next month, I'll be finalizing Lions to serve as cabinet, zone, and various chairperson positions. If you have the desire to serve, give me a call. I'm sure I can find a job for you. If you have questions, need help, or would like me to come to your meeting, please do not hesitate to contact me. Wishing all of you a healthy and prosperous new year. Lion Jean Getz. Cell phone 414-640-5953 and email ggoetz00@gmail.com. How to gain new members to your club. I am a firm believer of the strategy to just ask. Over my 20 years as Lion, I have sponsored more than 100 members into my club, the Western Harnett Lions Club. Not a single one of these new members came up to me and asked, "Can I join your club?" You need to take the initiative and start a conversation with a neighbor, friend, or coworker and find out a little about the person and some of his or her interests, and then suggest that the Lions may be able to help fulfill their interests by some of the club's projects. Be positive. Let them know that you are proud to be a Lion. Invite the person to a club-sponsored service to get the enjoyment of seeing others. Of serving others. Sure, you will get folks that will tell you that the Lions are not for them. Do not take it as a personal affront. Thank them for their time and move on to another prospective Lion. Believe me, there are people out there that want to serve others. It is our job to go out and find them. I challenge each Lion to ask at least one person during the next month to join the greatest service organization in the world. Thanks to DG Anna Elliott, we are a positive two for the year. And this notice is not signed by anyone, but it does state membership totals, District N. As of December 31st, 2024, total members, 958. Added members, 68. Dropped members, 66. Net growth, plus 2. Here's a flyer for the Friday night fun night, Denim and Diamonds, with entertainment. I'm so sorry, tripping over myself. Entertainment by Big Time Shine Band. Tail Twister Breakfast and Auction, Cabinet Meetings, Election of Officers, a Town Hall, Seminars, District Governor's Banquet. All of those are going to be there at the convention, at the Midwinter Convention. See you there. Meet our convention international guest speaker, ID Burt Nelson. And there's a beautiful photo of Mr. Nelson following that item. And here's his biography. Burt Nelson of New York Mills, Minnesota, United States, was elected to serve a two-year term as an international director of Lions International at the association's 106th International Convention in Melbourne, Australia, June 21st through 25th of 2024. Director Nelson has 15 years of experience as a financial services professional. He is a registered representative and licensed agent at New York Life Insurance and Annuity Corporation, where he provides financial advice and guidance. He has many notable achievements, including awards in annuity and life insurance and long-term care insurance sales. Director Nelson joined the New York Mills Lions Club in 1991, where he is currently an active member. He has held several offices within the association, including club president, club secretary, zone chairperson, district public relations chairperson, district governor, council chairperson, and was a USA/Canada Lions Leadership Forum Planning Committee member, among many other positions. In recognition of his service to the association, Director Nelson has received numerous awards, including Lion of the Year Award, the Al Jensen Award, an LCIF Helping Hands Award, and multiple International President's Awards and International President's Medals. He is also a Progressive Melvin Jones Fellow. In addition to his Lion activities, Director Nelson has served as Township Treasurer, Fire Warden, and Holy Cross Catholic Church Council and Trustee Member. He has also been a facilitator for multiple regional Lions Leadership Institutes and Emerging Lions Leadership Institutes. Director Nelson is an avid hunter and enjoys playing games and cards with his family and friends. Director Nelson and his wife of 40 years, Pamela, also a Lion and a progressive Melvin Jones Fellow, have three adult children and three grandchildren. And there follows a registration form for the District 31 N and S Midwinter Convention, which lists dates and times of the dinners. But the registration deadline has passed, so I'm going to just flip on by that registration form. And there's also in this newsletter a delegate slash alternate assignment form for the Midwinter Convention, but as I said, it's past the deadline to fill that out. Important dates. We listen, we process, we serve. Conventions, January 17th and 18th of 2025, the Midwinter Convention in Greenville, North Carolina. April 11th to 13th of 2025, the State Convention in Greensboro, North Carolina. Cabinet meetings. The third cabinet meeting will be January 18th of 2025 at the Midwinter Convention in Greenville, North Carolina. The fourth cabinet meeting will be April 12th, 2025 at the State Convention in Greensboro, North Carolina. Officer leaders trainings. January 11th of 2025 at 9 a.m. at Lions Industry of the Blind in Kinston, North Carolina. And May 11th, 2025, the time and location is to be announced. The Tuesday monthly trainings. Tuesday, January 28th, 2025, what you need to know about Leader Dog. Tuesday, February 25th, 2025, Pillars of Lions Clubs International, Vision, Disaster Relief, Diabetes, and Environment. Tuesday, March 25th, 2025, Pillars of Lions Clubs International, Youth, Humanitarian, Childhood Cancer, Hunger. And Tuesday, April 25th, it doesn't have a specific date, the topic will be Childhood Cancer. There's also a long link here to join the Zoom meeting for these trainings and conventions. But that's a little long to say here on the newsletter podcast. Here is a fundraising update as of January 2nd, 2025. And I'll just summarize since this is a whole table full of numbers. For the Brighter Visions Fund Drive, the 2024-25 goal is $565,000. Total to date have $219,611 have been raised. Last year's total to date was $265,229. The Camp Dogwood Raffle for 2024-25. Raffle sales for District N so far has been $1,815 for an average of 0.19 books per member in this district. And a total overall for the state, raffle sales so far $16,691 and an average of 0.37 books per member. Last year's total at this point was $18,799. Memorials and honorariums for 2024-25. The goal is $30,000, and so far there's a total of $11,376. Last year's total was $7,500 at that point. And then for clinical eye research, the 2024-25 goal is $20,000. Right now, the total that's been raised is $23,292. And last year's total to date was only $3,400. Here's a note from Lions Clubs International Foundation. Your U.S. $100 gift can help LCIF provide vision screenings for 50 at-risk youth through vision grants, offer immediate relief to 39 victims of a natural disaster through emergency grants, house one family during their child's cancer treatment through childhood cancer grants, screen 98 individuals at risk for diabetes through diabetes grants, improve access to food for 90 hungry people through hunger grants, and fund Lion's Quest curriculum for 1 year for an entire classroom through Lion's Quest grants. 100% of your donation supports LCIF grants and programs. Donate today. And here's the website, lionsclubs.org/ways to give. The 2025-2026 Global Service Project, Childhood Cancer. Lions from Districts 31N and S have been working hard preparing for their council's 2025-26 Global Service Project. The plan is to raise grant funds to provide equipment and software to improve the diversion room at ECU Health in Greenville. The proposed LCIF grant will be for $20,000, but half of that amount will be raised by Lions. Don't miss the Childhood Cancer Table at the Midwinter Convention, where you can make a donation and learn how your club can help kids and families cope with cancer. For a $20 donation, you will receive an attractive pin. Childhood cancer is not something that is given to kids because they are strong enough to handle it. It's not just happy kids with sweet, shiny, bald heads and brave smiles. It is scary. It is dark. It steals our children's childhood, our family's joy and peace. It can ruin families and lives. It marks us for life. It is one of the most stressful, heart-wrenching conditions in the world. And that's all from Lion Jean Getz. Newly renovated Lion's Cottage at Boys and Girls Homes. And there's a picture of four gentlemen with a giant pair of scissors cutting a blue ribbon. Cutting the ribbon to officially open and dedicate the newly renovated Lion's Cottage at Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina are Lion Scott Stevenson, District 31N Boys and Girls Homes Chairman, Shane Callista, H.K. Jordan Construction Company Project Manager, watching are Scott Niebuyer, Director of Business Development, and H.K. Jordan Construction Company and Ray Cockrell, B&G Homes Chief Mission Officer. Enjoying a brief moment following the dedication of the newly renovated Lion's Cottage at Boys and Girls Homes is a picture of Tom Lamont, B&G Homes Director of Community Engagement, Ray Cockrell, B&G Homes Chief Mission Officer, Lions District 31N Boys and Girls Homes Chairman, Lions Scott Stevenson, Shane Callista, Project Manager for H.K. Gordon & Company General Contractors, and Scott Niebuyer, Director of Business Development with H.K. Jordan Construction Company of Wilmington, North Carolina. And here's an announcement of the Goldsboro Downtown Lions Club Peace Poster Contest winner. Sophia Soto was awarded first place at the club level for her entry in the Lions International Peace Poster Contest. PDG Rick Sutton presented the award to Sophia, who is a middle school student. The theme for this year's contest was Peace Without Limits. And they have a picture of Rick Sutton and Sophia with a, looks like an award that she's been presented. And the poster, which is a gorgeous drawing of what looks like New York City. It resembles the two towers burning with a big peace sign in the middle and a dove and some laurels. And it looks like a quite a lovely poster. Irwin Lions Club makes the local paper. This is from the Daily Record. Two Irwin Lions were awarded commendation. And there's a photograph of the two Lions. Well, there's three men, and there's, let me see who they are. Lions Club past District Governor Charlie Metz presents the Melvin Jones Fellowship Award to Irwin Lyons, Earl House, left, and Jim Wade, right. Zone 5 Lions Club's District 31 and meeting, date February 3rd of 2025. Time, 6:30 p.m. Location, the Selma Lions Club at 203 West Oak Street in Selma, North Carolina. Greetings and Happy New Year, fellow Lions. I am excited to invite all Zone 5 Club officers to our first Zone 5 Joint Lions Club's meeting. The Selma Lions Club president, Michael Sneed, has offered his Selma Lions Club as our host club for this meeting. As Zone 5 chair, I like to keep things simple, so this meeting is just an opportunity for our Zone Club officers to meet each other and share ideas for growth, service, and fun fundraisers. I have arranged for our first Vice District Governor, Gene Getz, to give a brief 30-minute presentation on Kids' Sight. District Governor Dr. Anna Elliott, PDG D'Angelo Jackson, Region 1 Zones Chair Joe Poth, and I will be available to answer questions on Lions Portal, reports, and address general concerns. We look forward to seeing each of you. That's from Earl House, the Zone 5 Chair. His email is earl.hsa@gmail.com. And your Zone 5 clubs are Anger, Buies Creek, Coates, Benson, Smithfield, Selma, Pine Level, and Princeton. Here's a notice from the Lumberton Lions Club. There's a nice photo of two gentlemen. One is receiving some kind of award, and it's Lion PDG David Cox is presented a Senior Master Membership Key and PIN from Lumberton Lions Secretary Lion Jim Kirkland at the December 19th meeting in the Lumberton Lions Clubhouse. The Senior Master Membership Key Award signifies the Lion has recruited and retained 25 members for at least 12 months membership. And here's a flyer on the comedy date night with two comedians, a sit-down dinner, a photo booth, and raffles. It's hosted by Western Harnett Lions Club, and all proceeds go to Western North Carolina Relief. It's $65 per ticket. That includes entertainment, dinner, dessert, wine, it says BYOB, and lots of laughs. Saturday, February 15th, 2025, the doors open at 5:30 p.m., dinner is at 6 p.m., and the show starts at 8 p.m. It's going to be at the Carolina Lakes Clubhouse at 91 Clubhouse Drive, Sanford, North Carolina. For tickets and info, reach out to Vince Schimmler at 919-935-9937 or Kim Hinsley at 661-733-7986. And the last page has an ad for Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated, Independence Through Employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. Their number is 252-523-1019. And for LIB Graphic Solutions at Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated, now offering Lions Club apparel. And they show five items. There's a baseball cap, a yellow baseball cap, a blue fleece vest, a blue polo shirt, a blue t-shirt, a yellow polo shirt, and a blue fleece-lined jacket, all with the Lions International emblem on it. And that is all we have for this newsletter of the Lions, District N, for January of 2025. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lions newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.